Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the daily dose of daf. Here on 115, Rav Huna Bar Chaluv asked Rav Nachman whether one may save a Torah which doesn't even have 85 letters. The size of Vayehi bin Sowa, the section about the Ark, the Aron, traveling and camping, Rav Nachman asked why he didn't just ask about a Torah which only had that section and was just missing letters. He explained that he knew that one could still save such a Torah since it still has the names of Hashem. Pirkei Avos says that we have to at least start the process because we can't be free from it. We might not be able to free the process, to fulfill the process and solve the whole process and fulfill everything, but we have to at least start things. We have to at least try. Even if it's impossible to learn the entire Torah, which even if you had 120,000 years, it would be impossible to learn every aspect of the Torah, still, you have to at least try. You have to try. Kolas chalot koshot. It's always difficult to start. And lefum tzar agar. Pirkei Avos also says it's very difficult to delve in Torah, but you have to do a little bit because, as the Gemara points out here, even if the Torah is missing so much, you still have to save it, provided it has the names of Hashem. Hashem's name is involved when we learn Torah. When we learn Torah l'shma, we learn a lot of things from Torah. Anything we learn can be saved and can be reviewed and can be taken with us to the next world. We talk many times how the only thing that comes with us after we finish 120 years on this world, God willing, is our good name. Keter Shem Tov Al Gabeim, over the priesthood, over the kingship. And that's what comes with us. But we have to learn as much as we can. Even if we don't get through everything, we have to at least start, at least try. That's why people start the Daf Yomi, even if it's very, very late in life. They don't know if they'll have the 7.5 years. They don't know if they'll have the effort or the ability. Even a young person doesn't know if they'll be able to make it through the 7.5 years, but at least they have to try. At least they have to begin. You might not be able to finish, but you have to try. When I started the different shows, I didn't know where it would go. I didn't know if I'd be able to complete season after season. Thank God, because of Hashem, He let me do so far. But we have to at least start it. We have to at least bring the idea to the world and see where it goes. You have that idea, initiate it, start it, jump over the river, as we talked about yesterday, but continue doing it, and as much as you can. You might not be able to finish it. It might not go for 40 years. It might not go for 30 years. Who knows how long it'll last, but at least try it. At least start, and who knows where it will go. Because when you start something, when you begin something, you are putting in your status. Hashem will bring you on the way, as we mentioned before. Also, He'll take you where you need to go, where you can go, to help as many people as possible. Hopefully, if you start it, then they will come. As the famous movie said, maybe Field of Dreams, I don't know, Lahavdil, if you build it, they will come. If you start something, it will go. It will hopefully go about in the universe and help many people. Just as the Gemara talks about, if the Torah has the names of Hashem, it could be saved. So to anything you learn, anything you do, if it's involved for Torah and it's involved for Hashem, it can be saved and it could be used. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 116 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.